I want to ask, are you living with the right perspective and for the right purpose? And sometimes I will say that takes a wake-up call for us to realize we don't have forever here in this life. I know I got my wake-up call, okay? I thought I was pretty healthy. I don't take any medications. I'm not dependent on any pills. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't vape. I don't do drugs. Like, man, I got a long life ahead of me, right? Years ahead. But for a minute there, I laid there in bed. My oxygen levels were getting worse. Nothing my wife, who worked very hard trying to help me while she wasn't feeling well, nothing she could do was making anything better. And so I said, let's go to the hospital. I went twice, actually. I went to the ER one day, went home for 3 days, went back again. Never in my life did I think I'd be 42 years old. Did you think this, Ben? How old are you? Did you be on oxygen? Dependent on oxygen tubes up my nose to breathe. I heard horror stories out of the COVID wing of the hospital. The doctor walked in the first day. He has a paper in his hand. He gives it to me. He says, if you don't start getting any better, and there's a lot of people in here not getting better, then we've got some alternative drugs that you might want to consider in case you become unconscious. You might want to talk to your wife about it before you do. It scares you a little bit. Doctors started talking to me about making sure my wife was ready to make decisions in case I became incapacitated. And I sat there and I thought, hold on, whoa, are we talking about me? I mean, literally, that's what I said to the doc. Are you talking about me dying? One of the nurses said to me, there's a lot of people we're trying to help in here, and some of them just, they're not getting better. People you wouldn't think. So in my mind, what I'm thinking is, hold on, I've got a lot more to do. Okay, I'm not done taking care of my wife yet. I'm not done raising these kids yet. I just started working with this church. We got a lot to do, guys. I've got books I'd like to write, and I got material I'd like to publish, and I'd like to help other preachers and teachers, and I haven't gotten to a lot of stuff yet. I've got more that I want to tell the world. Thankfully, the prayers of the saints were heard. And just a day or two later, the same doctors and nurses who were giving me paperwork about alternative medicines in case I'm on my deathbed, they're saying, you're one of the lucky ones here, and you're probably the healthiest one out of the COVID wing right now. You're going to be out here in a couple days. I attribute a lot of that to your prayers. And I had people from all over the country telling me that they're praying for me. My wife let the cat out of the bag. She starts calling churches all over the place, and people are praying. But I spend a lot of time praying too. And praying like I haven't prayed in a long time, I'm ashamed to say. But here's the point. Those 3 weeks of suffering, probably one of the best things that could happen to me. It woke me up, made me realize I'm not as young, as healthy, or as invincible as I tend to think I am, and none of us are. And I may not have as much time as I think I have, so it's time to get disciplined with the hours, with the days, with the years that God gives to me, and quit being frivolous with our time and our energy. Because I don't want to walk up to the judgment seat of Christ and be guilty of burying the talents that God has given me in the ground. Wherever I can serve my Lord, whomever I can talk to about him, and whenever I have the time to do so, I want to be found serving. And I want to be confident that when I get to that judgment seat, they say, well done, good and faithful servant, enter into the joys of your Lord. What do I have to do to get there? Well, quit wasting time and realize there's only one person that I need to be trying to please in this life. And that's my God.